You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Joining us now, as he does every Thursday at 3 o'clock, is the great Shil Kapadia of The Ringer. What's up, Shil?
What's up, my friends? How we doing?
It's been such a long time since we've seen you. You lost all your hair. I mean, it's been...
Yeah, you know, it has been. I actually haven't given it a clean shave in a while, so I got the hat on because, you know, as Ike knows, I see his is looking good, but mine isn't that clean right now. Yeah.
So, Shil, if I were to ask you on Sunday, from an Eagles perspective, of course, what you'd worry more about from an Eagles perspective, the Eagles sort of losing the game themselves or the 49ers coming in there and beating them, if that makes sense to you, what would you say?
I would say the Eagles beating themselves. I mean, I was just looking at the rosters and the personnel earlier today, and I think you can make the case that the Eagles are better in like 20 of 22 starting spots, something like that, as good as or better in a lot of those. And we could debate some of them, but there is just really a talent advantage for the Eagles, given how healthy they are, given how rested they are, given how the rosters are constructed, where I think the way the Eagles lose this game is if the offense is a no-show, if you screw up on special teams, if you do those types of things, because I do think they have an advantage from a talent perspective.
Given all of that, like, why isn't I hate to ask you a betting question, but why isn't the line higher? I guess I just look at it thinking, when I think of all that talent, I think of a 6-point line. I don't think of, you know, opening up at 3.5. Like, what is it? Is it just the Eagles offense? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think one is that it is the playoffs. I think every line is, except for that Panthers-Rams game, every line is, you know, I think this is the second biggest line of any of the matchups. So in the first round, maybe you don't see a bunch of those big lines. I think the Eagles' offense is not trustworthy. We know that. You know, I can say they've got a talent advantage, but we've talked about the ups and downs all season long. And then you look at that 49ers offense where they've still been able to do it most weeks. They didn't do it that big game against the Seahawks at the end of the season. But prior to that, their offense was really humming. So I think all those things kind of combined are the reason where maybe that line isn't as big as you might think.
We haven't talked to you since. Did you think it was a mistake of the Eagles not to go for the win on Sunday and try to get that 2 seed?
Yeah, I always believe in going for the higher seeding because you never know what's going to happen on your way to the playoffs, and I think there's a big advantage to playing at home. Now, once the players started talking more about it and just thinking about how Landon Dickerson and Cam Jurgens have looked on film at the end of the season, I think the team has more information than I do about those injuries. And if they feel like, hey, this offensive line specifically can get healthier with a week off, I understood the decision. So I didn't think it was, I thought it was a hard decision is what I would say. I would have played the starters, but I understood where they were coming from.
That being said, Shil, it certainly puts a lot more pressure on them to go out and actually perform, because you took the week off. You as of right now, sacrifice the number 2 seed for rest. That rest is going to have to pay off. So when you look at that Sunday, what unit do you think? Or let me just put it this way. I look at the offensive line. I think they're the most important one coming into this game. The running game has to get going. What do you think that we're going to see and what we need to see Sunday from this Eagles team to sort of feel confident about them not only just winning this game but moving forward?
I think the dream scenario, if you're an Eagles fan, if you want to let your mind wander to what the next 3 to 4 weeks could be, is that this offensive line can sort of find another gear in the playoffs, and that you can talk yourself into, these guys were playing through so many injuries this season and they didn't look like themselves, but you know what? That extra week off, just it's getting a bye week. Now they're going to come back in the playoffs and they're going to face a 49ers front that is not very good, that is injured. They are potentially going to face a Bears front in the divisional round that is not great, and that we can actually get to a point where a couple weeks from now we're saying, wow, they actually did run the football pretty well against the Niners and maybe the Bears. And wow, the offensive line was blowing those defenders off the ball. We hadn't seen it a lot throughout the season, but man, that extra week off helped them. The matchups helped them. And now they're in position to actually make a Super Bowl run. So yeah, I'm with you. The O-line, just one way or another, it feels like it's going to determine how far this team goes.
You probably know, you're probably more familiar with San Francisco than a lot of us are as far as Kyle Shanahan and their style of play and what he's capable of doing. And a coach like him always concerns me because these are the types of games that he sort of has made his name and reputation off of, is winning the games that you don't expect him to win because of his play design, his scheme, and what he's trying to do going into a game. So that being said, where is the area that we as Eagles fans should pay attention to or be concerned with that Kyle Shanahan could be trying to exploit for their benefit?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those tough ones because you look at it on paper and you look at the Eagles defense and you look at that second cornerback spot and you say that is the position to exploit if you're an opposing offense. But the way the 49ers are built, they're not like the Cowboys where they got two great wide receivers and just attack them on the outside. So they just do a lot of things that create uncertainty. They use a lot of motion. They use a lot of shifts. They use a lot of personnel groupings. I think that's probably the big one. You know, they play with a fullback on, I think, 40-45% of their snaps. And so when you're a defense, you have to go in and say, all right, are we going to play bigger on defense? And then if you do that, usually what they say is, okay, play action. We're going to now throw the ball because you're bigger on defense. And then if you say, no, we don't need to do that, we'll just stick with our nickel on defense, then they try to run the football on you. And they do that probably better than any offense in the NFL. Now, they haven't been the best rushing team in the NFL this year. They've kind of been up and down statistically. They've been mediocre, but that's something to keep an eye on. What does Vic Fangio do? How does he kind of counter that going up against those personnel groupings that you really don't see on a weekly basis in the NFL?
So the big matchup coaching wise that everyone will talk about and focus on, and rightly so, is Shanahan and Fangio. But the Sala versus Petullo thing is an interesting one. We all know about all the inadequacies of the 49ers on defense. If you're thinking about scheming against them, like, what is it that you try to do? What is it that you try to attack specifically?
Yeah, I hate to sound like, you know, disrespectful, like it's easy, but honestly, you can kind of almost do anything against this defense. Now, they're NFL players. I get it. Any given Sunday, all those things. But just personnel-wise, I mean, you look at their linebackers. That's probably the one thing I would highlight. They are down to, like, practice squad linebackers who are going to be out there. Can you put those guys in conflict? Those could be RPOs. That could be a lot of play action where they're not sure and you're creating big holes in the middle of the defense. It could just be lining up and running the ball. You know, that could be something that works in this game. I know we've talked a lot this season about Jalen Hurts and save him for the playoffs and do you run him in the regular season? Well, now we're in the playoffs, and I think that's a button that you absolutely have to push. So you can do all those things on the outside at corner. They're not very strong there either. So this isn't a game where you have to, like, I don't think we're going to be on here next week saying, man, the Eagles schematic wrinkles offensively, and they found a formula. It's kind of like run the ball, take advantage of your talent advantage on the outside, create some explosive plays, use Jalen Hurts in the run game. There's a formula there where you should be able to move the football really well against them just because you're able to win a lot of one-on-one matchups.
Well, and now that we're in the playoffs, if there was any concern from an Eagles standpoint about running Jalen Hurts and him getting hurt, those sorts of things, I think that sort of has to go out the window now, right? I mean, I would say a few of the times where the offense looked the best, the first Dallas game, the Oakland game, or not Oakland, the Vegas game, the even the Commanders, not the, what was the second game? We played, when we won those two games, we played the Commanders, right? Because we played them twice. Yeah, because we played them twice in 3 weeks. The first Commanders game was when Jalen was running. So you would expect that we will see, you know, maybe not 15 runs, but closer to that 7 to 10 range that we saw in those games, right?
Yeah, and it's those high leverage snaps, you know, 3rd and 4. Remember, there's been years past where 3rd and 4, they're lining up and empty, and all of a sudden they're running a quarterback designed run. It's the red zone. It's 3rd down. All those times. So it's just been part of what they've done and why their offense has been, you know, good at times in 21, 22, 23, and 24. And this is the first time, really, they've been like, no, we're not doing this in the regular season. But to your point, like, the reason for not doing it in the regular season is to keep Jalen Hurts healthy. And Jalen Hurts right now is as healthy as I think he's ever been going into the playoffs. So yeah. Now it's time to turn up the dial there and use it.
Before, that's a good point.
Yeah, it is, because he's been hurt at the end of every year.
Three straight years he's been hurt at the end of the year.
So before we get your prediction, I asked Brian Baldinger this question yesterday. We talked about it with Elliot on Tuesday as well. If you were starting a franchise tomorrow, and my question here is for Ringer NFL Show Shield, not Philly Special Shield, if you can separate that. If this was a question on the Ringer NFL Show, you're starting a franchise tomorrow. You have a choice, a head coach quarterback combo you can take. One head coach quarterback combo is Purdy and Shanahan. The other one is Sirianni and Hurts. Which one would you take?
You know, I saw this clip on social media, Spike. I started preparing. I was like, okay, you know, team getting ready to game plan, because I thought, all right, this question is probably going to come my way on Thursday. And I want to be clear about the way you framed it. You didn't say for the Eagles right now, because for the Eagles right now, it's hard to go against Hurts and Sirianni. They almost never lose. They've been to the Super Bowl. If I were starting a franchise, I disagree with Baldy, and I actually do think it's hard. I know he was like Hurts, Sirianni. I would go with Shanahan and Purdy. If I were starting a franchise right now and I didn't know if I had Vic Fangio and I didn't know if I had Howie Roseman and I didn't know what kind of talent I had, because at the very least, I think those two have shown that they're going to have a good offense year in and year out, and the other stuff you have to hope you can figure out. If I'm going with just Sirianni and Hurts and I don't know who my defensive coordinator is or who my GM is, then I'm getting a little bit nervous about what I actually have. So I know that's not going to appease a lot of people, but I said to myself, you know what? I'm not going to pander to the audience. Let me answer this honestly if Spike throws it my way. So there you go.
Yeah, it wasn't.
I would appreciate that.
Yeah, very much. It wasn't that Baldy picked Sirianni and Hurts. I think there's certainly arguments to be made, for sure. It was that he said he wouldn't even, and for what it's worth,
it's not debatable.
It's not debatable. And he said it right away. He didn't even, like, that.
Yeah, I was surprised.
Yeah, I didn't think he was pandering, actually, because that sounded like his natural reaction. And I think the reason I was so, and yes, that wasn't, would you trade? The question wasn't, would you trade Sirianni and Hurts? Is if you were starting a franchise tomorrow. So
he was celebrating his birthday a little early.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my official take.
Wait, well, hold on. Do you think he puts more emphasis on Hurts or Sirianni? Because I think he puts more emphasis on
Hurts.
You think he does?
I agree.
I think he has to.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. I just wonder where he... I mean, listen, Baldy can speak for himself, but do you think he believes both are better than both Cal and Brock Purdy?
I don't know. I was so stunned.
I mean, I would give Cal Shanahan the edge over Nick Sirianni, certainly from a play caller or play designer standpoint, but I still would go with Jalen over Brock.
Well, yeah, that was what I brought up to Baldy, is that if you hire Shanahan in that spot, you basically know two positions are filled. Mm-hmm. And that's what the Eagles are going to go through every year, is that if you have a successful year, you're likely losing an offensive coordinator, and that isn't something that Shanahan has to worry about in the same way. So, and I do think
he actually loses assistants to go be and coaches.
And I do think...
Oh, we lost Steichen and Gannon and Kellen Moore.
That's true.
Well, come on. I'm pro-Eagles on
that
show.
How's that working out for those guys? Yeah. I haven't been paying attention.
Well, what was your stat about Gannon, Shiel? You said he's 200 out of 204 coaches all time. And like,
maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Record? Yeah. He's got a winning percentage under 300, which ranks 200th out of 207 coaches in NFL history who have coached at least 50 games.
That sounds bad.
Assistant coach of the year, Jonathan Gannon. Yes!
Yeah, and I would take Purdy over Hurts, but I do think that is closer than the other one. So your prediction for Sunday, Shield, give it to us.
Yeah, I like the Eagles in this game. I'm kind of surprised how confident, honestly, I am in the Eagles in this game. I just think they can win up front with their pass rush against this offensive line. I think offensively, this isn't a game where you have to break out 400 different wrinkles. Like I said, I think you can kind of do what you want to do, do what Jalen Hurts is comfortable with, hit some explosives downfield. So I've got Eagles 27. 49ers 21, and I don't think it's one that's going to come down to the last 2 minutes. Like, I think Eagles will have a nice lead in the fourth quarter, maybe give up a touchdown. They'll win this football game, and I think they go to Chicago in the divisional round. I think the Bears win that game, and you go to Chicago in the divisional round.
It sort of seems like the Packers are the sexy pick in that game.
Yeah, I like the Packers in that one.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Shiel. Well, thank you. 27 points. That's adorable. Would love to see that happen. So we will. Hopefully, we are talking to you about Eagles Bears next Thursday. Thank you as always, Shiel.
All right, Shiel.
All right. Take care, guys. Yep.
There he is, the great Shiel Kapadia. Now, before we get to this piece of audio that we have to play, it's got to be a rule in every workplace that you don't put fish in the microwave at your workplace. You can't do it. You cannot heat up fish in the microwave.
How do people know this?
I am so sensitive to the smells. I had a no raw onions rule at our old building when I was program director, no raw onions. And I can understand arguing on that one. But the fish in the microwave, I'm going to be smelling. We are through very thick glass, two doors.
Yep.
And I'm smelling it like it's right in front of us.
Like it's right in front of us.
I think it was Moshe.
I don't know who it was.
It's someone who hasn't worked in a workplace for a while. It's one of these younger kids.
It caught my attention, and I looked. I'm like, man, what the hell?
Nah, you can't put fish in the microwave in a workplace.
Salmon.
Yeah.
Shrimp. No seafood.
No seafood. It stinks.
And you basically have ruined the microwave for the rest of the day.
Yes, because anybody that puts food in there, it's going to come out smelling like fish.
Yes. Come on, man.
And this is not it's not a vegan thing, I promise you.
Oh, I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm not vegan, I'm with you. Yeah. Yeah, I agree with this.
No, absolutely not. So Jalen did speak yesterday, and he was asked this. We have the question in this as well, and I believe it's Zach Berman that asked the question. So I believe. So go ahead.
All right.
So if this were the 12th week of the season, I would hear that, first of all, to say with this coordinator.
Yeah,
It's a little now. Look, if I'm Jalen, I'm actually gonna think about this both ways. Mm-hmm. If I'm Jalen, I'm saying to myself, hey, for 5 weeks there were leaks coming out of this building that I was the big problem here. So I'm not biting. Why are you making me bite my tongue?
That's a good point.
But it almost seemed like, because that wasn't the question. It wasn't Zach Berman. Zach asked the other question where we heard the audio from. Mm-hmm. I think it might have been Jeff McClain. But the question wasn't whose choice was it. The question was, do you feel like you're healthier because you didn't run so much? Mm-hmm. He pivoted into the coordinator didn't have me running, essentially. Now, remember, we did get that report from Kempski and McClain later.
That's what he's addressing.
That was basically saying that they're not running because he doesn't want to.
Yep. That's what he heard.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
That's what he heard.
Yes.
Either that's what he heard, or he decided, like you said, he pivoted to the answer he wanted to give, which had nothing to do with the health. Seemingly, his interpretation of that question from his answer sounded as if he heard, why haven't you been running more this year?
Yes. And again, I do feel like it would be fair for Jalen Hurts to feel disrespected about those leaks 100%. But I also think it's sort of disrespectful in turn with this coordinator. I know I'm just parsing words, but like this is going to be, unless they win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
This is going to be an interesting offseason.
Yeah. Especially if Sunday doesn't go well.
Yeah.
Especially if Sunday doesn't go well. So yeah, that's
a weird one, right? I'm not being crazy.
No, yeah. I think everybody's antennas sort of perked up a little bit, and depending on what side of the fence you're on, I'm not saying one way or the other. I'm just saying just looking at people's reaction to the quotes on social media and everything, and hearing the midday show talk about it, and hearing callers call in, they seem to feel that this is Jalen taking a shot at Kevin Petullo.
That's how it felt.
So you're going to get people that feel that way, that this is him basically saying, I don't like the offensive coordinator, or I'm not in agreement with what's been going on, or what have you. Here's the way I look at this, if that's what he's thinking. If I'm a fan, I don't want Jalen Hurts running 10 times a game.
Not at this point in his career.
I just don't.
Yeah.
You know, he's the quarterback, and the moment he gets injured and he's not available, my natural reaction is going to be, why are we running the quarterback like he's a running back when we got a $100 million offensive line and a $20 million running back here? Why can't they run the ball?
Yeah.
Why are we putting the quarterback in harm's way? That would have been my reaction to him getting injured. That being said, how do we know that's not the Eagles' thought process?
Keep him healthy.
Keep him healthy.
Right.
So I can't fault the Eagles for that, him not running more. And I'm not going to sit here and say I want him taken off and running more. So I can't be a hypocrite now. I understand where you've been a proponent for it, so I get that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying from my perspective.
Oh, no, I get it.
I've always been concerned about the health status of Jalen. And it is the healthiest he's been at the end of the season. He didn't rest last week because of injury. I mean, he's gone into the playoffs with a broken finger. He's gone into the playoffs having not played for 3 weeks because he got concussed.
The knee?
That was last year that he had the knee.
Yep.
So he's been banged up over the last 3 years. And so having him come in healthy, now you got to do what you got to do in the postseason to win games. So that means you have to run more. Then so be it. That's what we have to do. To your point, it is interesting the way he answered a question that wasn't necessarily the question that was being asked of him.
It was something that he was given an opportunity to talk about something. He wanted to talk about
wanted to make sure. He's like, no, it's not me that's not running the football.
And before everyone with Jalen derangement syndrome, so I said that I would understand where he was coming from if he felt that way. I want to be very clear to everyone who said that. And it was there was an interesting stat from Bill Barnwell that I read this morning. In the first 10 games, the Eagles had 10 called quarterback runs total in the first 10 games.
Wow.
In the next 6 games, they had 17. So that's triple. I mean, that goes from one a game to almost 3 a game.
They started doing it a little more.
And I think it was probably in line with, hey guys, we can't run the ball. You know, with the running back, we got to be able to do something. So, and I thought Shiel made a great point. Those high leverage plays, the 3rd and 4s, the 4th and 2.
My favorite is the empty set where he runs the quarterback trap.
Yep. Yep.
You spread everybody out, and either the guard or Cam pulls, and he follows right behind him. Yeah, I wouldn't mind that 3 or 4 times a game.
215-592-9494. Coming up next, this is the first time we've had somebody from the 49ers side. So Ethan Strauss will join us next. We will find out how confident the 49ers fans really are, and if they are worried about the Eagles, if they're worried about the Eagles, or if they're worried about the 49ers.
Right. And big news in the Jackie Baseball Report.
Oh, right.
Bigger,
I forgot about that.
Bigger than the one I told you last break.
More news is happening.
What was the news you told us last break?
The Heyman thing.
Bigger than that?
Bigger than that. More real than that.
Really?
Yeah.
Big Phillies news next.
Huge Phillies news next.
So we'll keep Ethan a 4
minutes. No signing.
Okay.
But.
Yes.
Positive development.
Okay.
I didn't know what you guys talked about for the last 5 minutes. That's how excited I am.
All right.
And
You're not watching some Dominican League baseball in there or something?
Dude, Brian De La Cruz already won MVP. They signed a minor league deal. He's going to be in left field platooning.
Shut up.
And 330 Country.
So big Phillies news, Ethan, and 330 Country all next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.